Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and we're doing another program with Dr. David Vancouvering. I'm so excited. It's going to be all about music and sounds and worship and even glimpses into the heavenly. So it's wonderful to have you with us again. And today we're going to talk about a subject that's very dear to your heart, I know, because from when you were just a young boy, you were inventing musical instruments and playing them and things like that.
Yep.
So let's talk about music. And when you died and passed over into heaven, did you hear music in heaven?
Sound for me has been a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I've been working with music and instruments all my life. But when I passed over from this dimension to what we would refer to as heaven, I recognized that everything there, a field full of growth, was full of color. A tree was full of color, not just one color, but every color had a sound. And every sound was so phenomenal. Now, if you come to my home
and every color had a sound.
Every color has a sound, and every sound has a color.
So pink has a sound.
Pink is a sound.
Wow.
Because it shows up as a color frequency, and it shows up as an audio frequency. The eye sees there much more than it sees here.
Right.
I mentioned to you earlier in another broadcast or telecast that we see from 400 to 700 nanometers. That's lengths of a waveform.
Right.
Nanometers is a billionth of a waveform, 400 to 700. There, the eyes have an unlimited capacity to see what we would call the invisible world here. And you can see ideas. You see colors, you see sound, and it's almost like a seascape or something like you would think of when you look at the Hubble and look at the structures in deep space.
Wow.
Those structures are sound in heaven.
Wow.
I heard sounds that I had never heard, and I'd been working on a project with a famous musician. And Roy Wooten is his name. He plays with the Baylor Fleck and the Flecktones, and very famous young man, younger than I am, family to Becky and I. And this young man had asked me to help him build the periodic table of elements synthesizer. Now, a synthesizer can create any new sound or any sound event. Attack, decay, sustain, release of a door slamming can be a musical pitch by putting a frequency to a pitch. The periodic table of elements is 114 elements. God spoke, and when he spoke, his voice caused the superstrings to vibrate, and they're still vibrating. Yahweh started it, and Jesus in Colossians is said to sustain all things.
Wow.
So what God caused, Jesus, is running the mechanism of sustaining all things. A forest is superstring singing.
Wow.
The sky is clouds and molecules of superstrings of moisture and oxygen and other elements. And all the sunlight's flash shining right through our daylight. All of those frequencies are singing. And all sound is the glory of God that has become physical.
Wow.
Now, when God wanted to create, he didn't need a pile of parts or a pile of substances
right.
to cause the stars, the sun, or our bodies, or this dimension. His glory became physical. Mm-hmm. His glory was all potential frequencies. And that's why everything is a frequency here.
Now, in Genesis 1, where it said, and God said, let there be light, or light be,
yep.
was that his actual voice?
It was his actual voice causing matter to become. His glory was transformed into matter. And his glory had all the potential of every possibility of anything that he could imagine, much more than we can imagine. Imagine if we had full bandwidth that we lost in the fall.
Right.
But that's another subject.
Wow. I remember as a brand new Christian, I wasn't even saved a year, and I was in a hotel room at a conference. And all of a sudden, I heard, angels is what I assumed it was, but it was like a choir of singing, but it wasn't like voices as we know it, like it wasn't like language as I know it, but it was like an orchestration of sounds and instruments all together, but it was like singing. That's the best way I know how
I
to describe it.
I can't be sure what you heard, but if you heard the periodic table of elements, which is now a disc, and we're going to get some of those out here for you to offer to your audience. And it was done by Corey Pryor in Australia as a synthesis. And he took a synthesizer that we helped develop, and he creates the sound of your body, of the 11 dominant frequencies, of the 31 frequencies that our bodies are.
Right.
11 of them are the dominant frequencies. Disease in our body is when some of those 11 get messed up.
Okay.
And when they get corrected, by grounding your body, you can put frequencies out of your body that's not needed.
Oh, wow.
By the periodic table of elements, you can play the right frequencies back into your body.
Mm-hmm.
They can be projected through plasmas. They can be projected with lasers. They can be, in other words, there's a way to put this frequency back into the body and bypass the ears. Now, wow. Your ears aren't the only part of your body that listens.
Right.
Hair follicles listen.
Right.
Your tear ducts of your eyes listen.
Right.
Your esophagus listens. Your saliva and the glands of the juices in our mm-hmm. throat, they listen.
Right.
So if you listen with breath,
mm-hmm.
let everything that hath breath praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Not only do I receive blessing,
right.
but I give blessing. All of these frequencies are ours for health
right.
and for worship. Now, when I got started in music, it was normal musical instruments. But as I grew older and met scientists and later met Dr. Bob Moog, he had invented the Moog synthesizer that was a wall of electronics. And I encouraged him to build a mini Moog. And he built 13,000 mini Moogs that I helped sell worldwide. And after that, I started developing other high-tech devices. And music is the highest form of sound. I like what Leonardo da Vinci said about music. He said, music is inventing with the invisible.
Mm.
Inventing with the invisible.
Wow.
The sound that God gave us that is in musical instruments, and it's in all man's technologies, right down through the digital computers mm-hmm. and the touch screens and all of the stuff that we call current technology.
Mm-hmm.
Music has been from rocks and drums and bamboo and rosewood and the woods of Europe to make the violins and the flutes. The whole industrial revolution was about brass
right.
and brass instruments and steam engines.
Right.
And then when electricity showed up, we started doing it with electrons.
Right.
All of the musical vocabulary of sound belongs to the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And I believe it was given to man for worship. As a matter of fact, the highest form of music is man not speaking to man. Man to man is entertainment. The highest form man has for music is speaking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Man to God. But then when man speaks to God and he gives worship and praise, God speaks to man.
Mm-hmm.
And the music that you hear in the spirit realm and that we see musicians singing in the spirit and playing in the spirit, making a sound that God gives them
right.
back to man. Now we've got the full triad. It's no longer just man-to-man music.
Wow. And when man starts worshiping God, like I know that there's been times when I haven't felt like worshiping.
Yeah.
You know, you're just kind of like busy. You've got thoughts going on in your head.
Or you're tired. The body can be tired.
You just want to do something else. But you think, no, you know, God deserves my worship. I'm going to worship him.
Yep.
And so as a choice, you start to worship. But you don't sense any presence or anything like that. But after your focus of worship for a while and just being there, just connecting with him, all of a sudden, everything changes. It's
yeah.
like an alignment happens and this connection that you can actually feel
yeah.
in your physical body.
Something happens when man reaches his highest state of expression. He was designed to do that, and music was given to man for that purpose. Now, we use music in many ways that are not wrong. Much of entertainment isn't wrong,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly isn't talking to God and giving my adoration and expressing my thanks
right.
and my worship and my praise to God.
Right.
Then when he enters the equation
yeah, come on.
And his presence shows up
yeah.
and you hear more than the singers
yes,
and you sense more than their wisdom
yes.
in their thought form,
yeah.
And the thought form is the authority of God. Yeah. Healing happens.
That's the engagement. I remember just recently we had the privilege of rescuing a little boy. He had been, he was a Cambodian child, and he had been trafficked over into Thailand. Uh-huh. And he was rescued out of a horrible life where he had been used for hard labor during the day and then for, you know, raped every night, was sold for sex, a boy of 9 or 10 years of age. So we had the privilege of rescuing him, but on the night that we rescued him, he was terrified. His body, his little body, was filled with terror. And we got him into a safe place where we care for children at this safe mm-hmm. home. And when he was there, we had to actually put him into a room for the night. And he was just terrified. We looked at him through the window outside as we were getting ready to say goodbye, and my heart went out to him, and I hated to see him so frightened, you know, just frozen in fear. And the Holy Spirit said, just sing over him. And so I started to sing hallelujah. That's what I felt led to sing, just hallelujah unto God. I thought, we need something greater than the ability of man to bring peace to what this child has gone through. So I started singing hallelujah, and all of a sudden this peace came into the room, and he started sobbing. Now, that was a huge breakthrough, because they don't cry. You know, they're all bottled up on the inside, but he started to cry at the worship. And then the Holy Spirit said, sing in tongues over him. Awesome. And so I started singing in the Spirit over him. And there was just like this presence of heaven came into the room. It wasn't long after that where he actually was able to eat and drink a little something. And over the coming days, I mean, he's doing really well now. One of our workers just went to him recently, and he high-fived him and was happy. He's playing with other children. He's doing really well now. But it was music that night. It was singing to God that brought a heavenly peace into the room over him. It created
God ideas would have flowed from your consciousness through the sound into his consciousness, much in the same way worship happens from the platform to the congregation. But the real worshipers are the congregation, not the leaders. And that communion and that interaction and that convergence is really what music is about. We now know that therapy, when I was working with Bob Moog, there were tone generators that we were building at the Moog company that were used in dentist offices. And they could not feel the drilling of the tooth if they had a headset on with certain frequencies that were canceling the frequencies of pain. And now there's other forms of musical therapy. Years ago, when we were just a few years ago, when we were building the Vancouver Interactive Pianos, there was a book that came out, The Mozart Effect. And The Mozart Effect was talking about how that music makes kids smarter. Earlier in our discussions, you were talking about that as a child, I appeared to be different than my brother or my sister or my other friends of my age. And I believe that if there was a difference, my early understanding of music heightened my bandwidth. And I think music has that capacity of changing the bandwidth. I think that if there was music played, correct music, in rest homes, we would see dementia change. I believe that this periodic table of element discs that I talk about that we have, it's only 12 or 11 frequencies that are the dominant frequencies. But I believe those sounds, which are the frequencies of the superstrings of matter, raw materials that you see out in the stellar space photographed by the Hubble, those elements, oxygen and hydrogen, and all of the other elements that our body is carbon, but oxygen, that number one frequency that our bodies need. When your body hears oxygen, something happens to the body.
When it hears oxygen, that is such a foreign communication. You know what? There's so much more to share, but we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase The Glory School now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
We've been talking a lot about music and worship and the effects of it, and it is so tangibly real. Most often I can, in a worship service, feel the shift when the presence of the Lord comes.
Yeah.
And it's just so, it is so wonderful. And then when you hear people receiving the song of the Lord or something that God gives them, it goes out to the world.
Yeah.
You know, music can shift a whole generation, like even the Beatles generation shifted a generation into a revolution.
Yeah.
It was mainly through music, wasn't it?
Very much so.
Right. Now, I want to pick your brain a little bit on the whole issue of like colors. We touched on that a little bit, but on banners, because in your book you mentioned, you know, a bit about banners and using them in worship and that.
Yeah.
And I remember as a young Christian, I was led by the Spirit to get ribbons of different color when I was seasoning a room, you know, when I was preparing a room for the presence of the Lord. I would just feel a leading to maybe take like a red ribbon or something, and I'd go and just stream it around the room, and I'd call forth the blood and the cleansing of the Father in the room. And then I'd take a white one and say, Lord, I call forth your purity. But it was amazing how over time of just using these ribbons that I could feel shifts in the atmosphere of the room. And I felt it was because of whatever that color was and what it represented, it was bringing shifts for the presence and the glory of God to come. Now, scientifically, does that work?
Let me try. Shifts could be a word for frequencies. If a radio, AM radio, amplitude modulation, is a frequency, FM, frequency modulation is a higher frequency. Television is a higher frequency, and Wi-Fi and computers and all the way up to the electronic stuff that we use in weaponry.
Right.
If frequencies are different shifts, and a missing set of frequencies means something isn't happening in the room, color can bring frequency. And frequencies, I like to think of the banner wavers and those with the flags, to picture themselves like the colors on an aircraft carrier. When the planes are landing and taking off, they're giving direction to the pilots. They can't only talk through the radios. First of all, there's so much radio chatter, and there's so many frequencies that can be picked up in sidebands and all the confusion, even though we've got good digital separation with the new digital kinds of radios. The point is that they do it with color.
Right.
And that the warrior on the deck who's getting the instruction from the leaders is talking to, quote, the angels in the airplane that are going to commit the act of warfare with colors, and that certain motion and certain colors have specific meaning to those pilots that are very busy and they're looking for the color. I'm of the opinion, and I have reason to believe this, and there's not a lot of science about it except the science of frequencies missing or not being there. We were in a situation in South Carolina a few years ago. And they had a group that were singing and playing and doing music. And they went on for days and days and days, like the Tabernacle of David in the Old Testament, which was a 32-year event of continuous music. And they were doing continuous music. And one night, just before an election of the president, we were there and they were going through a certain kind of warfare. And I saw angels in my spirit. And I believe that I could see them in the physical realm from horizon to horizon, and they would take off in shifts
with color and braiding on their cuff and their collar and their hem. And they were like different sets of uniform, and they were taking off, going in different directions. And I could see that the young people and the people with the flags were giving direction into the angelic realm. I don't have a lot of scripture to verify this, but I have my own confidence in the things that I know in the spirit, that they were connected to angelic hosts by the thousands leaving. That happened to be the election where everybody was concerned that if there would have been any terrorism on the East Coast, we may have shut down the elections in the middle part of the country or on the West Coast. And I believe only after watching the election two nights later that that group in South Carolina with colors and banners and specific action, very much like the warfare action of the people with flags on the aircraft carrier, they were speaking to the angels, and the angels were being dispatched to protect our election that came up. Now, you can say that's all fantasy or that's all philosophy or Dave's theories. I can't tell you that I got scripture, but I know what I believe in my spirit. I believe that every time a color is used in worship, something is happening in the spirit realm. And to those that work with banners and those that work with flags, take it very seriously, because you can show up with a prepared attitude, and you should if you're in a worship team. The prepared attitude means you're going to take us someplace. There's a destination. The worshiper leads all musicians, man-to-man music, takes us where they are. That's what's entertaining about it. And that's what's evil about it. That's what's right with worship. And that's what's wrong with rock and roll. And I built weapons into rock and roll for the first 40 years of my life, building synthesizers for rock bands. The Emerson, Lakes, and Palmers and all of the bands that were using the synthesizers of the 70s and the 80s, I was a part of. I was building the weapons, the instruments. So I know that the frequency of color and sound can change an atmosphere in a room and in a person's life and in a heart and even in a nation.
I remember many years ago now, I was in a worship service. I was just worshiping the Lord, enjoying worship, and I was completely focused. And in the midst of that, all of a sudden, I realized that I was standing in a column. Now, this was like a spiritual encounter, okay? I was standing in a column of brilliant purple, and it was full of light and life. That's best way to describe it. It was pulsating. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, and I felt the Spirit speak to me just in my thoughts that he said, I'm standing you in the spiritual energy of my authority, of my royal authority. He said, I want you to drink of that. Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And so I was drinking. It seemed strange, but I was drinking of a color. And then all of a sudden I realized, just a minute, this isn't purple anymore. This was blue. It had changed. And the Lord says, yes, I want you to stand and imbibe of the revelation, heavenly revelation. And so I was just following the nudgings of the Spirit as he spoke into my mind. And this just went on and on and on. I realized that there's heavenly essence through color that is brought into our realm in the earth that can transform our life. Now, our time is up, unfortunately, but what I want our viewers to do is I want them to get your books, get your material, because there's so much more. This whole quantum world, you know, just describes so much confirmationally of what our Father has created and given to us. And you know, if you knock, the door will be open unto you. If you ask, answers will be given to you. Are you a seeker? Then you will find. These are the invitations the Lord is giving to you. We're living in an amazing hour. We're living in an amazing day. The Lord wants to release discovery to you. He wants to bring truth, insight, understanding. He's opening up the whole realm of heavenly glory for you to understand. I want to pray for you right now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ to enter your heart in a whole new dimension, and that you will soar into the bigness and greatness of God. So, Lord, I pray for my friends right now that are watching, and I ask, Lord, that you would fill them with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, of your kingdom, of your righteousness, and of your glory. I ask, Lord God, that you would fill them with your love like never before, and that they would enter into discovery led by the Spirit of God. We'll see you next time. But remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go tell the world about that.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you, and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.